Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set for a series opener between the Biloxi Shockers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by Shockers outfielder and infielder Xavier Warren. Xavier, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Off day yesterday, important day for you guys. You play 6 out of the 7 days of the week. What is it like to get that mental reset yesterday?
Oh, yeah, it's nice just having the day to do whatever and not having to go to the fields and just spend your time how you want and then come back on Tuesday refreshed and ready to go.
You also, this is a new thing, is the six-game series. It's been a thing ever since the start of the 2021 season. Does that help, too, being in the same place for 6 days and knowing you're going to have every Monday off?
Yeah, I think it's better that way, just less travel. That's the only way that I know of pro ball so far. So, yeah, it's convenient.
You played in college ball a little bit, and it's a different travel in college. You're going to school, you're going to practice, you're going to games on the weekends, and then you usually have one weekday game. How does that transition help with having the six-game series in pro ball?
Yeah, that transition definitely correlates a little bit, you know, like having midweek games too and then playing a full weekend. You could say it's kind of similar, and just the only thing that's nice about pro ball is no school. So
it's always the big thing.
Yeah.
What's the go-to off-day activity?
For me, just playing chess a lot with Felix Valerio. We play on chess.com. We play, like, matches. We're probably, like, anywhere from 10 to 15 games in a row.
Well, and I know we talked about this because we had talked about this year. The first time I had interviewed you all the way back, I think we were in Mississippi at the beginning of last season during opening weekend. How has the chess game evolved for you over the past year?
It's evolved a lot. I know a lot more openings now. Just seeing moves better just from watching like Masters play on YouTube a lot. And just getting a lot of practice, so it's a lot of fun.
How much does that help the mental side of things, being able to dial in the brain on something that is not baseball during an off day?
Oh, it's nice just because you can just play and not think about baseball, not think about much other than the game, so just focus on that.
What was the record yesterday against Felix?
He was up one game, so I think it was like 8-7 he was up.
That's a tightly contested series right there.
Yeah, it's a good series.
This year you've also added being an outfielder to your repertoire. You've made a lot of starts out in left field this season. What has that transition been like to the outfield?
It's been kind of tough. It's like a learning experience, I guess, kind of learning on the fly. I think right now just the main focus for me is just catch the ball. And, yeah, that's about it.
Does it help you a little bit being an infielder by trade for the last couple years in pro ball that you have a little bit more time to react now out in the outfield?
Yeah, the reaction is definitely one of the better transitions. The harder thing for me is just the routes and, like, playing the Biloxi wins and, like, Pensacola wins, stuff like that.
Well, and that's been a big thing. There have been a lot of opposing ballparks that you have played in this year where the wind is whipping straight in. How much of an adjustment is that for you day one going into a new ballpark, knowing the wind's going to be swirling the baseball all around?
Yeah, it's tough. That's kind of like a thing you just have to try to get used to during BP, get your live reads and stuff like that. So, yeah.
One of the big things, too, about transitioning to also playing the outfield is you get to add more gloves to your repertoire. What new gloves have been added in with this move towards the outfield?
Right now, I just have one outfield glove that I really like. It's broken in pretty good. And then, yeah, I have a lot of infield gloves, catcher's glove, first base glove. So definitely a lot of options.
Was the outfield glove something that was an off-season acquisition, or was this a spring training acquisition?
That was a spring training acquisition right before the season when I found out I might be playing some left field.
You also have been doing some catching drills with manager Joe Arolt during batting practice this year. You were a catcher throughout college. You caught a little bit in the Brewers minor league system. How nice is it to get back there and do some receiving drills on the catching side?
Yeah, it's nice, you know, just having that to be an option. If, you know, someone goes down, someone gets hurt, I can be the guy that comes in and is hopefully serviceable enough. Just the more positions, the better.
What's it like having Joe Arolt as your manager, a former catcher, to help kind of lead you through some of those drills for someone like you who hasn't caught in a game since 2021?
Yeah, no, it's nice. I mean, he definitely knows, like, what he's doing. He's got a lot of experience behind the plate, so just try to be a sponge and, you know, absorb as much information from him and Charlie Green and all the other catching guys in the organization.
It's something that has been a theme for the Shuckers the last two seasons, is having guys on this roster that can play just about every position, whether it's you, Noah Campbell. Last year, Isaac Collins seemed to play everything and then some. How nice is it for you to be able to plug into really any position out in the field?
Oh, it's nice. You know, it's just, it gives you a lot of value just being able to hop in anywhere, because, you know, it's a long season, so injuries are going to happen, sickness is going to happen, like random stuff happens all the time, so just trying to be ready for that is always good.
And it's always fun to have a number of different clubs, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Xavier, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Yep, no problem.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos coming up next.